Chapter 1. Stupid Human Tricks. Tony Maloney stuck his head out the fifth grade boys' restroom and whispered, "Psst, Mo, over here." Mohammed bin Abdul, Hamid bin Jamalandin bin al-Rashad looked up from the drinking fountain. He had chocolate skin, puppy dog eyes, and shiny black hair. Everybody called him Mo, for obvious reasons.
"What do you want?" Mo whispered.
"I want to show you something."
"Aw, come on, TB, we're supposed to be in class," Mo said.
Tony's name was Anthony Madison. His mom always made him peanut butter and bologna sandwiches for lunch. He wouldn't eat anything else. Some kids called him Tony Bologna, and other kids called him TB for short. Tony gave Mo his "I can't believe you're going to wimp out on me" look.
"It'll only take a minute," said Tony.
"Mr. Gore is going to kill us," said Mo.
"He'll never find out. Come on."
Mo looked up and down the hallway. Not a soul was in sight. He went into the restroom.
"We shouldn't be doing this," said Mo. "It's the first day of school."
"You worry too much," said Tony. He faced the wall, climbed up the toilet, and stood on the edge of the open bowl with his feet spread apart. Then he pulled a jump rope out from his back pocket.
"What are you going to do with that?" asked Mo.
"I'm going to flush and jump," Tony said proudly. Nobody's ever jumped rope on an open flushing toilet before.
"That's stupid," said Mo.
"Exactly," said Tony.
"I don't get it," said Mo.
"Stupid human tricks," said Tony.
"What?" asked Mo.
"You know, like on the Late Show with David Letterman. Sometimes Dave invites people on his show to do stupid human tricks." The Late Show with David Letterman was Tony's favorite television show. He loved staying up late on Friday nights to watch David Letterman interview famous guests. He loved his top 10 list, such as the top 10 signs your kid watches way too much TV. The jokes and the silly skits that David Letterman featured night after night.
"So," said Mo.
"So," Tony continued, "someday I'm going to flush jump on the Late Show."
"Yeah, right," said Mo. "Hurry up."
Tony flushed the toilet and then swung rope over his head. His first jump was perfect. His feet landed squarely on the seat of the toilet. Jump number 2 and 3 were pretty good. Jump number 4 was not. At the last moment, he looked up, turned his head, and said, "Cool, huh?" His right foot missed the seat and plunged into the toilet.
"Way to go, TB," said Mo, clapping his hands.
Tony dropped the jump rope.
"Mo,
what?"
"My foot stuck," Tony said.
"Mr. Gore is going to kill us."
"Great," said Mo as he grabbed Tony's leg.
"Flush your toilet and I'll pull at the same time." Tony flushed and Mo pulled. Nothing happened. Tony flushed and Mo pulled again. Nothing happened. Except that the water filled the toilet and spilled onto the floor.
"We're dead now," said Mo.
"Yes, you are," said a voice behind them.
"Exactly what's going on here, Mr. Madison and Mr. Al-Rashid?"
Tony turned his head and looked over his shoulder. Mr. Gore, with his arms crossed over his huge chest, he wasn't happy. Some kids called him Mr. Gorilla behind his back. That was understandable because he looked kind of like one. Everybody called him Mr. G to his face, unless they were brainless. It wasn't good to make your fifth grade teacher mad on the first day of school. It was even worse to make a former linebacker from the University of Missouri football team mad on the first day.
"What's going on here?" Mr. Gore repeated.
"Stupid human tricks?" said Tony.
"More like stupid Anthony tricks," said Mr. Gore. "Now get out of that toilet and get back to class."
"Can't," said Tony. "My foot's stuck." Mr. Gore rolled his eyes and talked over to Tony.
"On the count of 3, wiggle your foot and I'll pull," Mr. Gore announced. 1, 2, 3.
Mr. Gore leaned back and yanked as hard as he could. His feet shot out from under him, and he landed with a thud on the wet floor.
"Should have stayed with football," Mr. Gore grunted as he propped himself up on one elbow. It was a lot safer.
"Mr. G, my foot's still stuck," said Tony. Mr. Gore stood up. Water dripped from his clothes.
"Tony, I think I'll leave you here for the rest of your life."
"Wow, I'd probably be in the Guinness World Book of Records," said Tony, grinning weakly.
"I'd be known as TTK, Tony the Toilet King, I'd be famous.
This is going to be a long year, sighed Mr. Gore, shaking his head.
Mo, run and get help.
A few minutes later, the custodian tried to free Tony's toilet foot. He had no luck. Then, Mrs. Hernandez, the principal, entered the restroom. Most kids called her the Terminator behind her back, but they called her Mrs. Hernandez to her face, so they wouldn't get terminated.
Tony's face turned red. He couldn't believe a woman was in the boy's restroom. He couldn't believe his foot was stuck in the toilet. But most of all, he couldn't believe his stupid human trick had flopped.
Way to go, Tony, Mrs. Hernandez said. She leaned over and tugged on his leg. His foot wouldn't budge.
Mo, tell my secretary to call 911.
We're really dead now, muttered Mo as he headed to the office.
The rescue squad arrived in minutes. They quickly solved the problem. The water was turned off. The toilet was cut in half with a diamond tip saw. And Tony's foot was free once again.
Mr. Gore had to go home and change clothes. Mrs. Hernandez's secretary had to watch Mr. Gore's class. And Tony and Mo had to go to the principal's office.
Mrs. Hernandez sat tapping her fingers on her desk.
Boys, we're in Kansas City, not New York City. This is Riverview Elementary School, not the Ed Sullivan Theater. I'm in charge here, and not David Letterman. I don't want any more nonsense, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And you both may mop the boys' restroom after school every day for the rest of the week. Now get out of here, it's time for recess.
Mrs. Hernandez grinned evilly.
And if I were you, I'd look out for Mr. Gore. He may terminate you when he gets back to school.
News sped fast throughout Riverview Elementary School. Kids crowded around Tony and Mo at recess. They'd become heroes. Anna Peterson walked up to the crowd of kids. Her hair was the color of gold. She always ate peanut butter and banana sandwiches for lunch. Everyone called her Anna Banana for obvious reasons.
Hi, guys, she said. TB, you're one fabtastic guy. Will you still be my friend when you become famous?
Yeah, sure, he said, blushing for the second time that day. Anna was the prettiest girl in fifth grade.
A few weeks ago, I thought this deck would be the end of me, Mr. Madison sighed at the end of the wicker rocking chair. But on a beautiful evening like this one, I can easily forget that building this baby was a major pain in the donkey.
Speaking of Mr. Pain in the Donkey, said Maria, Tony's 16-year-old know-it-all sister, I heard that a certain fifth grader...
She paused, shifted her deck chair, and locked eyes with Tony.
Was the king of the donkeys today?
King of the donkeys, exclaimed Tony. No way, I'm the future king of late-night TV.
More like the present and future king of stupid Hugh.
That's enough. Mrs. Madison placed a tray of cookies and a pitcher of lemonade on the table.
Zip it now, or you'll be the queen of clean in about 2 minutes.
If my memory serves me correctly, your palace is a disgrace to the kingdom.
Good one, Mom, said Tony. Maria glared at Tony.
So, Tony, said Mr. Madison, I understand there was a bit of excitement at school today.
Yeah, Dad, it was great. I'm on my way to be on national TV.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to start writing to David Letterman. Send him some of my top 10 list and tell him about my adventures. When he reads my letters, he'll invite me to be on his show.
Well, Tony, Mrs. Hernandez didn't think that your adventure was so great.
Mr. Gore, either, added Mrs. Madison.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean for all that to happen. I was just practicing my stupid human...
Mr. Madison interrupted.
We know how much you love David Letterman, Tony. Maybe you will have to be on a show someday. But get there carefully, if you know what I mean.
Yes, agreed Mrs. Madison. We'll overlook today's fiasco. No punishment. This time. But if we make no promises in the future, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. No more rescue squads will be called to the school because of me, said Tony.
But can you make one promise for me, Mom?
What's that?
Will you record the late show for me?
You should record the Dork Show with Tony Dorgerman instead, Maria mumbled.
Maria, Mrs. Madison warned.
Yes, Tony, I'll record it for you.
Thanks, Mom, you're the greatest.
And me?
Mr. Madison smiled. You're the greatest too, Dad. Maria stood up. If you'll please excuse me, I have to go disgorge my stomach. Maria made her usual grand exit. Hey, no problem. Have a good one. Tony reached for a cookie. More cookies and lemonade for us. Later that night, Tony wrote a letter before he went to bed. September 6th. Dear Mr. Letterman, I'm going to be on your show someday. I might even take over after you retire. Here's a top 10 list you might want to use sometime. The top 10 ways to ruin the first day of school. Number 10, wear your pajamas to school instead of your favorite jeans and t-shirt. Number 9, tell the rest of the class what a dork your teacher is when he's standing right behind you. Number 8, notice that your fly is down after you've been in class for 3 hours. Number 7, rush into the restroom, drop your pants, sit, and then realize you're in the wrong restroom. 6, sneeze and accidentally blow boogers all over your teacher's desk. 5, fall asleep in class and dream you're using the toilet. 4, enjoy playing with building blocks on the first day of school, only to wonder why you're a giant compared to the rest of the kids in class. 3, drop your lunch bag into an unflushed toilet. 2, eat beans the night before the first day of school. And number 1, get your foot stuck in the toilet in the boys' restroom and then have to be rescued by the 911 guys. Sincerely, Tony Baloney. P.S. Number 1 really happened to me. My phone number is 816-555-0942, in case you want to invite me on your show. By the way, I also have a big space between my 2 front teeth. Don't tell my parents, but I will do anything to be on your show.